Nashta Prayeshu Badreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavat Yuttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Cheva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udirayet Krishne Swadhamo Pagate Dharma Ganadi Bisaha Kalo Nashta Drisham Isha Puranarko Dunoditaha Shrimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam Yasmin Paramahamsyam Ekam Amalam Jnanam Param Giyate Tatra Jnana Viraga Bhakti Sahitam Naishkamyam Vishkritam Tachchinvansyupatan Vicharana Paro Bhaktya Vimuchyan Naraha Shlokam Ekam Tadardam Va Param Padardam Eva Va Shadavan Yonushuniyat Punat Yatmanam Eva Saha Sarva Vedanta Sarami Shri Bhagavatam Ishyate Tadrasam Ritta Chiptasya Nanyatra Syadrati Kuchit Krishna Tulya Bhagavata Vibhu Sarvashray Prati Shloke Pratyakshare Nanartakai Adimandyante Bhagavate Kai Vishnu Bhakti Nitya Siddhakshaya Avyay Premamaya Bhagavata Krishna Shriyanga Tahate Kahena Jata Gopya Krishna Ranga Mangalacharana Prayers Vandeham Shiguro Shiyuta Parakamalam Shigurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Jajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Purjana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Nitti Namane Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Radha Samukha Samsaktim Sakhi Sangha Nivasinim Tamaham Satatam Vande Guru Rupam Param Sakim Yan Kali Rupa Sharira Nadarata Tan Braja Prema Mahanati Kutarika Kon Kapata Ugharata Shri Rup Shri Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Shri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath Echai Gosai Kari Charanan Vandana Jahoite Bignanash Abhishta Puran Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah Ananda Leela Maya Vigrahaya Himavadivyachchavi Sundaraya Tasmai Maha Primarasa Pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Balavi Varanam Bhoja Malane Nutishalane Nama Pranatapalaya Sri Krishnaya Namo Nama Shiman Rasarasarambi Vamshi Vatatatastitaha Karshan Venu Svaner Gopir Gopinata Shriestunaha Mahabhava Sarupa Tvam Krishna Priyavariyasi Prima Bhakti Prade Devi Radhike Tvam Namam Yaham Vajami Radham Aravinda Netram Smarami Radham Madurasmitasyam Vadami Radham Karunabharadram Tato Mamanyasti Gatir Nakapi Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Shrimad Bhagavatam Mahapurana Ki Jai 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 Shri Radhe. We're continuing discussion of Ras Lila, chapters 29 through 33, 10th canto, Rasa Panchadhyaya. We've been discussing this verse number 9, where the gopis are blocked, some of the gopis are blocked, prevented from getting out of their homes by their husbands, standing with sticks in their hand, locking them in their rooms, berating them, rebuking them. And we discussed why is that, that they didn't have the depth of Purvarag. And some acharyas were saying there was still some material influence in their consciousness, preventing them from getting out. So some were meeting with Krishna and some were separated from Krishna. So this separation is very much part of Leela. Oftentimes we think as sadhakas that we'll practice in separation, viraha, vipralamba, as we know what it means to be separated from friends, from relatives, from lovers, from places that we hold near and dear, separated from our homes, traveling far away. And we think that, well, if we return to the spiritual world, then everything's fine. There's no more separation. Home, sweet home. Or as one great acharya said, home comfort. Home comfort, sweet home comfort. Home is comfortable. Home is friendly, user-friendly, usually. And it's that's the idea. We think, well, we're suffering now for so many reasons, especially separation from Krishna. Are we seeing Krishna in the holy name? Are we feeling Krishna in the holy name? Are we remembering Krishna in the depth of our heart or even the surface of our mind? Probably not. At least we can say no. But the So the idea of us separation is very much part of us. And Srila Prabhupada, in one purport, he was saying that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's bhajan is Vipralamba bhajan. Vipralamba seva. Seems like a very esoteric term for Srila Prabhupada to use 40 years ago. Vipralamba seva. They were serving in separation. That's clear. But then we find that gopis that finally go back home, let's say back to Godhead, they're also serving in separation from Krishna. As they can't even get out to meet Krishna. We're trying to get out of this world to meet Krishna. We're trying to escape this material world to meet Krishna and to serve Krishna. Sakshat seva, sakshat darshan. Then when someone finally attains siddhi, sarup siddhi, and enters Bhoma Vrindavan where Krishna's lila is, even then he's separated. He can't meet, or she can't meet, for years. Like someone might say, sometimes people say, separation is very much part of our existence. So this is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching, this whole point. It says the verse is kaschit. Some gopis couldn't get out. We've been discussing who they are and why. And then they're there and they appear in Bhoma Vrindavan, and for years they grow up. Because you take birth in Bhoma Vrindavan from the womb of a gopi, and you're a baby gopi, and a young girl gopi, and you become 12, 13 years old. And then Krishna will call you. His associates, Lalita Vishaka, Guru Sakhi will come. Yes, now come. You're ripe, you're ready. Vishnu Chakravarti Pad, he uses the analogy of mangoes. The servant, the master, he likes mangoes. And his servant is watching the mango tree in the courtyard of the palace. Oh, these mangoes. These mangoes are becoming very ripe over here. I think they're perfect to pluck and offer to the king for his enjoyment. So then he takes them into the kitchen, they're offered to the king. But the other ones are not quite ripe. They're apakwa. They're not quite yellow and red, looking juicy or attractive. So he leaves them for some days. Then when they look very attractive and sweet, then he catches them. So the gopis, some are very attractive and sweet, the nitya siddhas, and they run to Krishna. They're associating with Krishna from the childhood. They're seeing Krishna. They're having darshan of Krishna. It's very interesting. Gita Mala, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, explains how in Siddhi Lalasa, we often discuss this point, that the gopi takes the sadhana siddha devotee, appears in the spiritual world, let's say Bhoma Vrindavan, and then he's singing songs in separation. Radha Govinda Yuga Bhajan, Viraha Bhajan. When will I meet? When will I serve them? When will I do so many services? And you think, wait a minute, they're back in Sadaka Roof. Then finally, they grow up. They're 13, they're 14, they're in their actual perfect age, their eternal age, which will be their Vastu Siddhi. They're in this age. 12 and a half, 13 like this, 14. But until that, they're not rendering their Nitya Seva that they may have realized at the state of Bhav as sadhakas, or they may be have been trained and meditating on doing particular services appointed by their guru. But they're not doing that when they're 5 or when they're 7 years old or 8 or 9 or 10. But finally, so they have all that ability within them. It's within their chitta, within their spiritual consciousness. But the opportunity, the privilege of rendering that service has not been granted yet. Because there's, at least for the sadhana siddhas, some of them, they have to cultivate and grow up. Whereas Radharani, they're with Krishna's leelas from the beginning, the nitya siddhas. They have leelas as children, as when they're young girls and young boys, Krishna's seeing Radharani and there's so much exchanges. From the beginning, Radharani, Krishna, she wasn't even walking yet, and she had Leela with Krishna, Mother Leela. She was in Ravel. She hadn't put in her, hadn't set her lovely, dainty feet on the Braj Bhumi. She went from the water to the arms. She went from the Jamuna gel to the arms of Vrishabhana, to the arms of Kirtida, to her cradle. She was lying there, and then Krishna came for the Utsav, the Janma Utsav of Radharani, Radhastami. You know the story is there. And then Krishna crawled in, and Radharani's eyes were closed, and when Narada Muni came to visit Vrishabhanu, he said, "Oh, the goddess of fortune has taken birth in your house? Are you experiencing great fortune and happiness?" "Oh yes, I'm very happy. Actually, I would have rather had a son, another son like Sridham, but we had a daughter. Anyway, 3 days mercy." But she's very beautiful, very effulgent, very tender and elegant. But the fortune, we're feeling fortune, misfortune? Because she's Anda, and she's Jada. Jadanda. She's not moving. And she, her eyes are closed. She's blind. She doesn't see. And she's not moving. And she's not speaking. Chup. Chup bacha. Very small, not speaking anything. And this is causing us some disturbance. So this is unfortunate for us. Baby's not, nothing. Acha. "Oh, Narada Muni, can you please bless my child? You're a great rishi, you have us to cities. Anima, so many cities, you can do anything. Can you please bless, give ashirvad from my baby girl, Radha, and make her normal." So he said, "Yes, you get all this puja paraphernalia, I'll do the necessary puja, and everything will be fine." Then, of course, at that time, everyone left, was engaged in collecting all the paraphernalia, the samagri for puja. Then Narada Muni said, came, folded hands and looked in the cradle where Radharani was lying on her back. Baby Radha, like babies do, or belly, whatever they do, I don't know which way, they're somewhere, lying somewhere. They're down, or I guess rolling over is a major event. They're down like this, they're on their belly when they're born. Dandavat. We start off with dandavats and that's it. The only dandavats we ever offer is when we're born, right? You're lying on your belly. And once we get up, hey, pay a dandavats to me. It's like this. And then when we die on our back. Flip side. So then Krishna came, and then you know the story. Radharani, as soon as Krishna entered the room, one by one, her senses became activated because she was Jada, Jada Roop. Jada, Jada Roop means like rock. Rock is not moving or responding. But then when Krishna, one by one, Krishna inundated Radharani's senses from the time of her birth, there is Milan, there's Madhur Milan, Prem Milan. There's union, they're having union. What is union? Union is my senses and my body unifying with yours. This is union, conjugal union. So babies, as babies, Radha and Krishna, it says, Rupa Goswami, so many places, says her madhurya, her Sringar Ras, was there from her birth. Radharani Sringar, Sringar, erotic love for Krishna. So this is the distinction that the sadhana siddhas, it takes some time to get their fruit ripe, to get their consciousness ripe. So this is a nice analogy. So now, one by one, it's very interesting that this analogy Vishnath uses in discussing verses 9, 10, and 11. It's all about meditation and separation of these sadhana siddha gopis. And he's saying that the ones who are ripe came out, went the first night of Maharas dance, which is tomorrow. Chandra, the Purnima is tomorrow on Monday, very auspicious day, full moon on Monday, exalted. It's the Maharas dance is tomorrow night. Listen closely. You may get called on that first night, or you may not get called. Then you have to intensify tivrena bhakti yogena tivra. Become more intense in bhajan and this separation mood. So some, they played the flute and they went out. The sun and the Siddhagopis, Rishicharis, formerly Rishicharis, their bhava was intense. Why? How? Because they were blessed by gopis, Nitya Siddhagopis. Without blessings of Vaishnavas, Vaishnava Kripa, Bina Nityananda Bina, what is it? Nityananda Kripa Bina Bhai Radha Krishna Paite Nai. Without the mercy of Nittai and all the Vaishnavas, it's impossible to progress. And there in the spiritual world, Sangha is there, the principle of Sangha, Gopi Sangha, Krishna Sangha, and blessings and Shiksha, it's all going on there. It's not something different. Our sadhana, our sadhya, it's the same. We associate with devotees, we take shelter of them, we receive knowledge and teachings from them. We go to the spiritual world, we take shelter, Sakhi Sangha, Sakhi Ashraya, Radha Pada Ashraya, E Neva Dana Dara, Sakhi Ranogata Kara. Then we become Anugatya, and then we receive teachings from them. Radharani will take us to a cave in Govardhan and teach us singing, or she may teach us personally Veena playing. This is revealed by the Siddha Goswamis. Vishakha may teach us some other art. Is there Kalavati? Radharani's Kalavati, she's Kalavati Sindhu. She's the ocean of so many artistic arts, expertise. Krishna has the musical instruments, Radharani knows how to play them. There's Kalanidhi and Kalavati. Saraswati, you have Saraswati, Kalavati, Kalanidhi. Nidhi means treasury, reservoir, ocean, lots of. So Kalanidhi Sham, he has sitar and santor and tambora and ektar and oh, so many things, tabla, mridanga. He has big music shop, biggest music shop in India. But he can't play anything. He just plays the cash register. 500 rupees, 2,000 rupees. But then one maestro, Sangeet Visharad, virtuoso, comes there. Excuse me, sir, do you have sitar? Yes, we have sitar. She's a beautiful lady. Says, yes, please, come. And then she picks up the sitar. Expert. Oh, do you have Veena? I would like to try your Veena. So then she tries the Veena. Expert. Everything expert. Kalavati. And that owner of that store, he says, what is your name? I never met such a wonderful musician. Oh, my name is Kalavati Radha. What is yours? Acha. My name is Kalanidhi Sham. So Krishna has the musical instruments. Radharani knows how to play them. He is the Shaktiman, possessor of Shaktis. She implements the Shaktis. He's a possessor of praying, but he tastes it through Radha. He is a possessor of praying, he tastes it through Radha-like devotees, bhaktas. I have the sweet rice, but I taste it through your mouth. And when you're tasting it, then I taste it. It's my sweet rice, but I can taste it when you taste it. This is the phenomenon of prema. Prema comes from him. So this whole principle of separation, very nice, this analogy is always there that we read about. That the river of love sounds very romantic, very attractive. Where is it? Let's dive in. Every river we go to is polluted. Contaminated. The river of love, the Prem Dhara, it's flowing. Where is it flowing? Just like in Kumbh Mela. Go to Kumbh Mela in Allahabad. And they have in Magh Mas, January, February, they pick out the best month of the year when it's cold, super cold, and decide, this is the month, if you want the mercy of God, you should take a bath. The coldest month of the year, in the coldest place in India, in the coldest water of India. If you do that, you'll get purified. You'll get the mercy of Vishnu, Krishna. When you go to Kumbh Mela, there's a place called Triveni, where the blue Kalindi, Jamuna, comes in with the golden greenish color of the Ganga. Then the Saraswati is there. But when you go there, it says Triveni, like a lady's beni, her braid has three portions of hair, and they're intertwined into a beni. So three rivers come together in one place called Triveni Sangam, the meeting place. But then you say, where Saraswati is something red, reddish color. There's the golden, goldish green, and then sham blue, then this reddish color. You could say it's sham and Radha, and they're anurag, the Saraswati. That's the knowledge that arises from that mixture. But then you don't see the Saraswati, and you inquire, where is the Saraswati? How are we bathing in the Triveni? Oh, you don't know. You don't know. See, when you are bathing, all the rishis and sages of India, they have come from Haridwar and Badrinath, Rishikesh, and all these places, South India. They're also bathing, and the Saraswati is, they're carrying Saraswati in their hearts. So when the rishis bathe, then Saraswati is there, and the Ganga and Jamuna, because the Saraswati is invisible, has apparently disappeared from our sight. So it's not there, but it's there in the hearts. So the same question is, where is the praying Dara? Where is the river of love? Is it visible in this world? As we were making the analogy, can we go to that river and dive in? The praying Dara is in the hearts of the Rupanuga Vaishnavas. Those, at least the praying, the river of praying that we want to swim in, which Lord Gauranga swam in, the river of this Braja Prem, Madhurya Prem, Rag Bhakti. So that praying Dara, we say Rupanuga Dara, the current, the river. This is the river of love. Rupa Anuga, Anuga, Anugati of Rupa Manjari, Rupanugati of Rupa Manjari. So this river of love, this Prema Dara, has two banks, Tata, Bayatara, whatever, right and left side. So the right side, let's say the left side. The left side is vipralamba, separation, viyog, and the right side is samprayog, union. Union and separation. The two banks of the river, a famous book by our Guru Bhai, Embankment of Separation. Remember that? That's a beautiful series of lectures. This is it. So you see this whole theme is in this Rasleela, in the beginning here. There's separation. Even Krishna calls, please come. And they can't come. There's something restraining them. It's there, which these three verses discuss. The theme comes up, it's their Ashubha karma, whether it's their Mangala karma, Shubha, Ashubha karma. It's some material influence. It's none of that. Like Vishwanath presents this, yes, it's this. And the fire separation burned up all their karmic attachments, and they attained their pure siddhadeya, pure. And then they could go meet Krishna. Then he says, no, but that's not right. Because all of that happens at Bhajana Kriya. No, in the six symptoms of pure bhakti, there's Kleshagni and Shubhada. Kleshagni and Shubhada, they happen during Bhajana Kriya, while we're doing bhajan. It's not after you have Swarup Siddhi. You don't have Swarup Siddhi that, oh, now, because you see the next verse is Ashubha, and it talks about Sheena Mangala, and Ashubha, Duta Shubha. They're bad karmas. So then, different acharyas, they say that this guna, they even is described guna maya deha. Let's see the next verse. But I just want to explain about this point, that the whole purpose, and we can experience that when we're really chanting the holy name seriously. There's Radha and Krishna in our fingertips. We're touching Radha and Krishna. Brindadevi is there, bringing us to Radha and Krishna. That's what happens. Brindadevi comes, and Bhoma Vrindavan takes the Manjari by the hand and brings you to the Leela. Brings you to Lalita or Rupa. Brindadevi is there. Brindadevi means Tulsi Maharani, yes? Japamala. We're holding hands with Brindadevi. We're glorifying Radha and Krishna, but we're not seeing them. We're feeling some Tulsi wood on our senses of the fingers, the joints of the finger, like this. And Krishna's vibration is in our ears, and we're offering our rasam to him. What is the essence of a living entity? It is his rasam, the flavor of his life. Rasam means the, we say, amritam, adhara amritam. So when the lips are moving and one is chanting, that's the rasam. That's the juice. Rasam means the juice. Like they have a maple tree, or they have different trees, say a date tree. Yes. So this, they make some hole in the tree and that the ras comes out. The ras is the essence. The ras. So the essence of a being is the ras. Rasaham apsakonteya. And Krishna, he savors ras. Krishna says, I am the taste of ras, and I am the taste of ras, and I am the taster of ras. Rasubhai saha. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, in very simple, plain verse, 7th chapter, Rasoham, I am the taste of water. Rasoham asukonteya prabhasmi shashishuriya panabhasaravadeshu shantake purushamneshu. This is vibhuti. But Krishna is at ras. Akila rasamrita sindhu Krishna. So this is a very practical experience of separation. The ras. We say we chant with our fingers, our ears. So you take it one level, or our fingers are engaged, our ears are engaged, our minds engaged. Well, let's go to a deeper level. This lips and tongue that we're saying, Hare Krishna, there's Uchaisik Japa, Upamsha Japa, and this Manasik Japa. Either one, there is ras. Ras is involved. Whether you're doing Uchaisik, Uchai. Loud, Hare Krishna, or whether Upamshu means just Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, just loud enough so you can hear, and maybe your mate sitting next to you. Then there's Manasik Japa. Ideally, the tongue is not moving, because that's also the shape. The tongue is sometimes your lips are closed, but the tongue is going Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So that's very difficult. But at least no audible sound is coming, that's a type of manasik. But then, still ras is there. Ras is saliva, in the mouth, this is some flavor. If you dry that, if you take all that liquid from the mouth, then you can't taste any food. That's why they say chew your food 30 times each. For proper digestion, to mix your pitalin and your saliva, your rasam with the food to bring out the rasam. The elements of the food. So we're chanting, ras is there at any stage of japa. But are we tasting rasa nidhi sham in his holy name? Vrinda Devi, oh, take me to Radhan Krishna. Let me experience a nam ras. Now you've heard of this shloka, nama chintamani, Krishna's, Chaitanya ras. You never heard? Nama chintamani Krishna's chaitanya rasa vigraha. The rasa is alive, but we're dead. It's very nice. It's very good exercise. Lots of saliva coming. Lots of rasa coming. Keep swallowing it. But no hair standing on end. No trembling. This is my biography, of course. No subject vikars. No even reflection of dim reflection of a dim reflection of an approximation of an almost trying my best half alligator tear doesn't even come. Alligator tear. There's something called a crocodile. Mugger, he mugs up the much. He's a mug. He beats up the little fish. A mugger, right? Muchly means fish, and mugger means a thug, a gunda. Mugger much, right? Mugger. It's an English-Hindi mix. Anyway, they call it alligator, crocodile, a big, long thing of croc. So he, in his eyes, he always has like a little tear coming out. From going underwater, coming up, something else like that. So that's like fake, has nothing to do with sentiments or emotions. You get near him and you become a pakora in his belly. Like that, finished. So now we have such great opportunity to feel separation from Krishna. This name is in my ear, but I'm hearing Krishna. If it's Krishna, Krishna's playing the flute, but I'm not hearing in my ear. And I'm not hearing Radha in my ear. I'm chanting Radha's name and Krishna's name. I'm not hearing Radha speaking. Radha's form is there, Gulan Leela. I'm not, what is happening? And this saliva is moving around my mouth, but I'm not tasting it. Nama Chintamani Ras. Krishna Ras. It's alive. It makes one full of life. Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Purna Shura Purna Mukta Binatram Nama Namano. So this we can cry. Gopis and Gopi Gita are crying in separation from Krishna. So we're separated from Krishna, no doubt. But crying is not with us. But our Guru, our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's a Guru. Krishna's a Guru. Adi Guru Krishna, Adi Guru. Chaitanya. He's teaching Chaitanya Bhagavad, the teachings of Chaitanya. And the Srimad Bhagavatam is the teachings of Sri Krishna. Srimad Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Bhagavatam. Bhagavat, Bhagavatam. And Chaitanya Bhagavat is Lord Chaitanya. Teaching. So many teachings are there. He speaks the glories of the Bhagavatam. He speaks the glories of hearing Ras Leela to Pradyumna Mishra, the Brahman. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he came to Lord Chaitanya and said, "Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, can you please teach me something about Ras, Ras, Prema?" He said, "No, I don't know so much. Better you go to Vishakha. She knows my heart better. You go to Vishakha. She knows me. She's Vishakha. There's no branch. My heart's on one branch and her heart's on one branch. My mind is on one branch and her mind is on. There's no Vishakha. There's no separation branch. No Bahushakha, like Bhagavad Gita. Bahushakha Inantascha. So you go to Vishakha. She'll tell you everything about Ras. Where is she? She's in the form of Ramananda Rai. So you visit him. He's in Jagannath Vallabha Garden." And of course, the long story is there. And then Pradyumna Mishra becomes a little doubtful because Ramananda Roy seemed like he was involved with the younger section there. The Devadasis of Jagannath Temple, he was teaching them how to enact his new drama because they were very expert singers and dancers for the pleasure of Jagannath Ji, and they were expert in performing Gita Govinda, but he was introducing a new drama that he had written called Jagannath Vallabha Natakam. So he wanted that to be offered to Jagannath because it's a glorification of Shamsundar's Vallabha, Radharani, and Jagannath Shamsundarji. So then he knew, he's Vishakha, how Vishakha sings. She teaches mantris how to sing. How Vishakha dances. She teaches mantris how to dance, the mudras and positions. So now, who can be a better instructor than Devadasis and Vishakha? And she's a Kayavyuha of Kalavati. Kalavati Radha Kayavyuha. She's a direct expansion of Radharani. No difference. Born the same day. Born the same time. Born the same place. Born from the same heart. She's expanded from the heart of Radharani. Vishakha.
Vishakha. We say in Bengal,
Vishakha, Mandir Javo. So she can teach you. And so then he went there, he was something bewildered, he came back, then Lord Chaitanya instructed him as Guru. And that, we may read that verse in the context of our discussion. So this is, we're looking for the river of Prema, Premadara. We're on the side of separation, like there's five forests on the eastern side of Jamuna, or five forests on the eastern side and seven forests on the western side. There's the Viraha. There's this side, and Lakshmi Devi's on that side of Jamuna, and Radharani's on this side. So the Madhurya Leela's on this side, and there's some Madhurya, Swakya Madhurya there in Bandiravan. And Bandiravan, but it's mostly Dasya Sakiras there on that side of the river. But this side of the river is Sevakuncha, Nidibandh, and all these places are here. Sringharabad, Rasastali, this side of Jamuna. And Mansarovar is there. Radharani went there. That's on the other side. Because she wanted to show Krishna that I'll cross the Yamuna to get away from you. Just to show him. So once in her man was so powerful, she crossed over the Yamuna. It was 4 or 5 kilometers wide. Of course, she didn't swim, she walked. The power of her man took her right across the Yamuna. So this is separation. This is the feature of Braj Leela. Agony and ecstasy. What appears to be agony and ecstasy. Separation. And it's not only in Krishna's pastimes with the gopis and Radharani. We're hearing about Krishna Viraha. In this verse it's a Krishna Viraha. Separation from Krishna. Or Radha Viraha. The gopis experience Krishna Viraha. Well, what does Krishna experience? Radha Viraha. Separation from Radha. This is also there. So you see in all, and this is a characteristic, the feature of Braj Leela is Viraha, separation. Yashoda experiences it, Nanda Maharaj experiences, the Gopas experience, and Vatsalya Bhava, parental love, and also in Sakya, the Gopas, and even in quote unquote Shantaras. Of course, there's no Shantaras in the pure sense, really. And Brajadam, it's all dripping with Madhurya. But the trees and the setting, the environment, the trees, the birds, the animals, the deer, the swans, the peacocks, parrots, cuckoos and quails. When Krishna leaves the forest, his Kunja Leela, his Banbihar Leela, then they cry. Deer have tears in their eyes, and birds are stunned and they won't sing. Trees don't move, even the wind may blow, every wind blows very gently, not even wanting to blow. There's no breeze, leaves don't move. They're stunned in separation from Krishna. Oh, Krishna, you're leaving. When are you coming back? As he leaves every morning, Nishant Leela. So even the trees are experiencing Viraha. And then when Krishna returns to the forest, how much ecstasy Mother Bhumi, Braj Bhumi, feels by the touch of his feet. She's bursting with joy. Lotus flowers burst out of the land. Usually she has lotus flowers coming out of the water. But they're jumping out of the land. That's her pulaka. Her hair standing on end. Romancha pulaka. Oh! Just like someone, you know, they live in an apartment house and there's a noisy guy on the floor above you. Dum, dum, dum. And call, hey, shut up! You know, it's not good insulation, you know, New York City apartment or something. And he's dancing, has a rock and roll band up there. So you can hear it. So you don't see, but you can feel the vibration and hear it. So the same way, Mother Bhumi, she's the mother, Braja Bhumi is, she's a devi, she's a servant of Krishna. And she feels Krishna, oh, Krishna's walking on my surface. He's walking on, he's embracing me with his feet. Whether it's someone, Krishna is transcendental. Angani yasya sakalendriya rittimanti pasyanti pante kalayanti jaram jaganti. Govinda amari purusham tamam bhajami. He satisfies everyone's senses. Go means land, go means gopis, cows, everything. Go includes everything. Because if you have land, if you're, the meaning of the word go means land, sandini, existence. And then it means senses, indriya. So either you're insentient, like land, or you have senses. So Govinda is that form of God that pleases and satisfies Govindate. Everything sentient and insentient. Everything mobile, immobile. The ground, this is, go means land and cows and gopis and gopas. And go means indriya. So do cows have senses? Indriya, yes. Do peacocks? Because go doesn't mean peacock, but go means indriya. So that means every living entity in Braj Bhumi, whether they're insect or bird or beast, animal, whatever, they have eyes, they have ears, and Krishna satisfies and pleases them. And go means land. And everything else is growing on the land. So it's connected to trees are growing. Trees don't have eyes like animals and beasts and birds and humans. But they're in contact with the land. What is not in contact with the land? Everything is in contact with the land. So Govinda is the name that... This is the name of Krishna. It's so popular here in Vrindavan, isn't it? Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya, Radha Ramana Hari Govind. What is that song you sing? Radhe Govinda Jaya. How's it go? You know it. Radhe Govinda Jaya Radhe. It's like nice. Radhe Govinda Jaya. Mera Radha Ramana Giridhari. It's like mixed like this. And there's a whole famous spiritual personality in Braj Mandal that he's always singing Radhe Govinda, Radhe Govinda. I said famous, so leave it at that. And he's after, and all of his followers are pursuing the same thing we're pursuing, the love of Radha and Krishna, Radha Krishna praying. So they're to be honored and respected. Separation. So this is, you can't avoid separation. And we'll see as you read deep into the Shastras, it's a little bit disconcerting in one way, because the Acharyas say that whenever Krishna and the gopis meet, looming in the background, right in the background, separation is there. I heard of Prem Vaichitya. In Prem Sarovar. And Prem Sarovar Varsana, somewhere a little bit between Varsana and Nandagaon, there's a lake, a Sarovar, a Prem Sarovar. And there's Milan, there's Sambhog, enjoying together, Radha and Krishna and Gopis, and they're having picnic, and they're having Banbihar, and they're enjoying so much in that beautiful forest there. Eating wonderful offerings the gopis made for Krishna's pleasure, and they're singing, they're dancing, and the bees are buzzing around, and flowers are blossoming. Very beautiful. They're just all together there. And Radharani's staying in Varsana at this time and freely mixing with Krishna. No blocking or obstacles or obstructions from her mother-in-law, Jatila, or suspicious sister-in-law, Kutila. And then she's sitting on Krishna's lap, and then, which is union, sambhog, being with Krishna, enjoying directly sakshat with the beloved. Then all of a sudden, separation manifests. Because it's always there. The Acharyas say separation is always in the background. And then it has its role. When it's time to increase the intensity of love, then separation manifests. Then the lovers separate. By mind, by heart, by circumstance, by distance, pravasarag, pravasarag, purvarag, different types of separation which increase and enhance the joy of meeting and union. So we're definitely experiencing lifetimes of separation in bhajan. That is the very substance of Prabhupada. It's quite a deep phrase. He said, the bhajan, the method of worship taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's Viparlamba Seva, Viparlamba Bhajan. You can see your folio, Viparlamba Seva. Mentioned once. So this is our sadhana. It's like we're always separated from our sadhya. Our goal, our sadhya, means our goal, our destiny, our prayojan. It's always there. And even if we feel like we have it, or we feel the presence of Krishna, then he leaves. He's with us, he's gone. Sometimes people say that, oh, in the beginning I was chanting, I was experiencing Krishna, but now I'm chanting, I'm not experiencing. That's his lukaluki lila. Hide and seek. Every serious surrendered sadhaka will experience the visit of Krishna in one way or another, then the separation from Krishna. And this is described in every religious tradition. You read the Old Testament, New Testament, Bible, or any sacred text of any religion, the separation from God and the desert 40 days in the desert. There's many passages about God appearing to the saint and then disappearing in that agony of separation. Because it's required in, as a sadhaka. So this is the point I want to conclude this verse on and go on to the next verse. Vipralamba Bhajan. Loving absorption and separation. This is because if we become absorbed in a mood of separation while we're serving Krishna, we'll experience the union of Krishna. Krishna, where are you? How many bhajans do we have the word kada? And they look in our songbook, Bengali songbook, kada, kada. And Shikshastakam, Nayanam Galadashindarya Varanam Gadgada Gira Pulakar Nichi Dam Vapu Kada. Is it right? You know this verse? Say it. Nayanam Galadashindarya Varanam Gadgada Vridya Gira Pulakar Nichi Dam Vapu Kada Tamanama Grahanishu. What is it? Vishati. So kada means when. In other words, when will I become fortunate? This is bhav. These are symptoms of bhav. But where am I and where is bhav? And when will bhav and I meet? I'm in bhav and I want to meet bhav. Bhav means material existence, bhavasagar. Bajahure mana shinanda nandana abhayacharanaravinda abhayacharan bhava sindhu re bhava sindhu means the ocean of material existence. Now there's gopi bhava rasamritabdi lahari abdi means ocean. Sindhu, Sagar, Abdi, A-B-D-H-I. Sad Goswami, Rup Sanatan, Jeev, Gopal, Raghunath Bhatta, and Das Goswami, Gopal. Gopi Bhava Rasa Amrita Tabdi Lahari. They were going in the waves of that Bhav, the Ras. So, please, Kotai Go Prema Mai. Where are you? You go through a Prarthana by Narottam Das Thakur. Go through Bhakti Nau Thakur's songs and write down how many songs you'll find. Kada, kada. Aparada, Gucci, Shudanama, Ruchi. How's it go? Kripa Boli Habe. Kripa Boli Habe, Kabe, Seidinamar. Kabe is Bengali. Kada is maybe Sanskrit or something. Kabe means when. Kada means when. So the word Kabe in Bengali.
Is it right? Kabe.
Kabe bolo se di. When will that din, when will that day come? Aparada Gucci Shuddha Nama Ruchi. What does it mean? When will my aparads leave me? Oh, leave me. Like Putana Mardana. Chordi. When Krishna was sucking the life out of Putana's breast, through her breast, and she was screaming in agony, child, leave me! Child, oh, Bacha, leave me! So we, like Putana, we're being clutched, we're being strangled by our aparads. Oh, aparads, leave me! Do we have that intensity? We like aparads. They're our good friends. I have some guest house for aparads. It's called Aparad Guest House. Aparad Dharmashal. So when will that day come when aparad Shuddha Nama Ruchi? That's when it will come. When that comes, that comes. It's not that aparads go first, then you get ruchi. First ruchi comes, then aparads go. How do you get nam ruchi? What's the answer? Jiva doya Vaishnava seva nam ruchi loy. Jiva doya nam loy, nam ruchi loy. serve the Vaishnavas with heart, not, oh please, can I do some service? Because if you have seva bhava in your heart, you don't have to ask a Vaishnava, can I do some service for you? I'm coming from Delhi, can I bring you something? This means no, nothing happening. Because if you're chanting, then, oh, I can bring this. Because I'm also trying to be a devotee, and I also go to meet Vaishnavas, and I also think, oh, I'm going to meet them, I want to do some seva. And I'm chanting, oh, what can I bring them? What would be nice? What's relevant? He's an acharya, he has a big ashram. Acha. Oh, his flashlight. I noticed last time his flashlight, his torch, was all beaten and broken and cracked. I'll buy a new torch and extra batteries. So then I went and bought a new torch, 100 rupees. And so happy. He said, how did you know I needed a new... I said, I was observing a scene here when I was visiting, and I saw it. Simple thing. I didn't call him, hello, Shiksha Guruji. I'm coming, you know, from Maya Nagari, and we have so many things here to bring you. Would you like something? This is, what is this? Seva Bhava, this means some proper chanting. Don't ask. What? You love someone. Oh, can I do some service? Automatically it's coming. Automatically it's coming. I can do this for my beloved. I can do that for my beloved. So Vaishnavas are the object of our love. Prabhupada said in one tape, no love for Vaishnava, no love for Krishna. As much as you love the Vaishnavas, that's how much you love Krishna. As much as you appreciate the Vaishnavas, that's as much as you appreciate Krishna. As much as you serve the Vaishnavas, that's as much as you serve Krishna in a genuine way. Now it's official service to Krishna and no service to Vaishnavas. It's official. Duty. Duty service. Must do my rounds. I must do my puja. Ooh, ding, 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 ding. I must make this offering. Oh, why can't I just eat? I must do this service for Gurudev. Oh, what a hassle. I gotta get this done so I can enjoy. So no ruchi coming, there's no seva bhav coming. Vaishnav seva bhav, Vaishnav seva karta. You have to do it. Act, do it. Cheshta. Action. Action man. Devotee is supposed to be action man, action woman. Action! Manda sumanda matayo. Yeah, later, man. I'll do seva later. You know, look, I mean, come on. Manda sumanda matayo. Manda sumanda, manda means lazy, sleepy, stupid, slow. That's us. Me too. I can't deny it. You ever heard the word procrastination? Procrastination, those English lovers or haters. Procrastination. The word crow is there. And it's a professional crow. Professional crow, astination. So we can figure out what his destination is. Professional crow, astination. So he's not doing much except making noise. So what are we doing? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. It's like crow. Vaishnav seva, jivadaya nam ruchi. Jivadaya. Give Krishna to someone every day, somehow. Someone means some living entity. So you have cockroaches in your house. Hey, Hare Krishna, man. Tell them to chant. Give them some Mahaprasadam. Sprinkle some crumbs over there. Let them get liberated. You know, you're living in Denmark or some crazy place like that, way up in the snow where you never see the sun. There's not too many people to preach to. So that's jivadaya. The thing we want is ruchi, because once ruchi is there, everything's there. Detached from everything. Bhakti brings ruchi, bhakti ruchi, bhakti ras. Ras brings the ruchi. Bhakti ras, this is bhav. What about bhakti ruchi? Ruchi and seva. The taste of serving Vaishnavas, the taste of serving Guru. It's a ruchi, it's a taste. So this is the purpose of this whole separation point. Mahaprabhu is, he's the... oftentimes if we think about separation from our platform experience suffering. It means suffering. If we're separated from someone we love or some place we'd like to be or live, then we feel unhappy. But we see in the gopi separation, it's simply because it's another... It's like if you take one half of a gulabjamun and eat it, it's sweet. Or if you eat from the other side, it's also sweet. So the river is a prem river. So the right-hand bank or the left-hand bank are both contacting the water. There's water on both banks, the river water. So one side is the embankment of separation, virahatata. Virahatata, atire, tireyatata. And then the other is sambhogatata. Vyog or yog, meeting and separation. But what's common is they're both wet. The water is touching both sides. It's not just going down, the river is going like that, so it's wet on this side and wet on that side. So that means in viraha there's prem, in separation there's prem is mixed there, love, ecstasy, joy, anand. And in union obviously there's joy. So when the gopis are separated, they're still in prem, they're still relishing the sweet flow, the sweet continuous flow of the prem nadi. Krishna's love is coming to them in new ways, with new varieties and new sensations and new types of rasa. Even in separations, the same river. Sometimes flowers are going down the river, sometimes plants are going down the river, sometimes it's just the river's flowing. So different, the river of prem brings different features to the gopis. Sometimes it carries them to the side of separation. But they're always floating in the waves of that river, the rasa. Gopi bhava rasa amrita. Gopi bhava, the gopi's bhava is rasa amritam. It's rasa amritam. They're relishing the nectar of madhurya ras, shringara ras. Krishna, taste of Krishna's lips in separation is 10 times sweeter than the taste of Krishna's lips in meeting him. Meeting him, the gopi is tasting one set of lips. In separation, she's tasting so many lips. It's inconceivable. On our level, we have a phrase like this. Separation makes the heart grow fonder. Fond means affectionate. If I'm separated from the one I love, then my heart reaches more to them. My heart remembers them more. My heart softens more and yearns more and more for their association. And it starts to expand with, in separation we appreciate our beloved more. That's possible. These are symptoms and aspects of in separation the heart becomes fonder. But sometimes in separation it becomes zero. Separation can increase one's affection in the material world. In separation one might think, well, there was nothing there anyway. And what was I so excited about anyway? It was actually nothing. It was simply an illusion. Who needs? And then there's no, you become fonder, you don't become more interested. Even if the party calls, goodbye. Or whatever. So this is the materiality. That's because prema is not the basis. It's just sense gratification. So this, we can't understand this great difference between material and spiritual separation. But they don't actually experience any material pain in their suffering and transcendental separation. So then the question is asked, why? Because Krishna's Leela and his Leela Shakti, everything is moving and everyone is moving for what? Hari Toshanam. Sri Krishna Toshanam. The satisfaction, happiness of Krishna. The movement, whether the river goes more to this side or to that side, or overflows, sometimes the river overflows its bank on this side, it floods and goes that way. And it floods with separation, on the bank of separation, or sometimes the river floods with union. There's one leela after another, Jalkeli, Banbihar, and Pashakela, and Shukshari Samvad, and then Rasleela, just one by one. And sometimes it's separation, this type of separation, that type of separation. Hope of meeting and then frustrated. So this is because it all moves for the pleasure of Krishna, so the gopis, they don't mind. Whatever Krishna wants, if he wants to meet me, we meet. And he's pleased by that meeting. If Krishna wants to be separated from me, I'm separated, and that gives him pleasure. And Mahaprabhu, Radharani, in her ecstasy of Mahabhav and the Anti Leela, where Mahaprabhu is showing the deepest extent of Radharani's Mahabhav and Brahmar Gita, how mad she is in the time of Brahmar Gita, chapter 47, then out comes from her mouth, Ashlishiva paratam panashtama madarshanam mama marmahatam karotu vaha yata tata va vidadantu lampato mat prananata susevana paraha. Whether you crush me by your ashlesh, your prema lingata, or whether you break my heart and trample me under your feet, I'm your Ashoka Dashika. Ashoka Dashika. I'm your unpaid maidservant. I'm your kinkari. I'm your servant, maidservant. You're free. If that makes you happy, that's my happiness. We sometimes say that phrase I've heard in the material world. Okay, if that makes you happy, I'm fine with that. We say that, sure. Okay, if that's how you want it, fine. I'm okay, fine. Bye. Then you go home, it's not fine, it's not okay, and I wish, why does that have to make you happy? I'm unhappy. I'm unhappy in your happiness and I don't like it. But Radharani is something different. This is transcendental. So Krishna's Leela moves for his divine pleasure, whatever he wants. Because what is the only objective, the art, we say dharmart kamoksh, what is the only objective in the mind and heart of a gopi? Exactly, the only objective, the only art, desirable thing is that they want Krishna's happiness, his joy. So now this is an interesting point. Vishnu says, how did the gopis overcome the pain of separation? How do we overcome the pain of separation? Cry? Beat up your pillowcase? Throw the dog down the stairs? Slap your mother? Curse out your maidservants? Overeat? Go to a movie? Go for a long walk off a short pier? That's a joke. My brother used to tell me, pier, if you don't know what pier, P-I-E-R, pier means if there's some ocean and there's some little like boardwalk or some little thing sticking into the ocean, you can kind of walk out, it's like on some pillars, and it's like a little walkway, and it goes out 100 meters into the ocean, you can walk and see the waves. It's called a pier. Sometimes they tie boats there. So my brother, if you want to go, he'd say, why don't you take a long walk off a short pier? So if you walk like this, then you're in the water and you're finished. So what do they do? And that's what this verse says. It says, Krishna tad bhavanam. Krishna tad bhavanam dhyanam. Krishna tad bhavanam yukta dhyanam. They yuktam yoga. Connect. They had union with Krishna in separation. Union and separation, separation and union. Yukta. That verse is there. Yoginam api sarvesham madgatine tiratnamana shadavan bhajate yoma same yuktat man mato mata. The shadavan yogis are the gopis. Atmano, atma man. Because they're yukta atmano. We said this yesterday. This is Prabhupada's Tika, Srila Prabhupada's commentary in this verse in the Krishna book. He says, just see what great yogis the gopis are. They're the greatest yogis, the ultimate yoginis described in the Bhagavad Gita, 6th chapter, 47th verse. Yoginam, yoginam api, of all the yogis, yoginam api sarvesham. Mad gatane taratmana shadavan. Why were they the greatest yogis? Because they had love power. Love power, yoga means Isha, Samadhi Siddhi, Isha Prananidhanat. Isha Prananidhanat, Samadhi Siddhi. The perfection of Samadhi is to be absorbed in Ishvara, in the Absolute Truth. This is Yoga Sutras, Patanjali. They were absorbed because they had the power of love, and we were discussing with some new devotees here. There's no power or force. We can meditate in so many techniques of meditation through, obviously, pranayama is the primary vehicle to control the mind, and chakra meditation and trikuta agya chakra fixation and half-closed eyes and all the things that Krishna tells in sixth chapter as aids to meditation, dhyana, brahmacharya, regulations, pure life, sattvic environment, half-closed eyes, staring at the agya chakra between the eyebrows. All these things Krishna tells in the Ashtanga Yoga chapter. But you can get distracted. The example is there. Vishramita Muni. 60,000 years of meditation. Then, ting, 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 ting. Ah, I was a king. I had hundreds of wives. They wore ankle bells and waist bells. I was thousands of years enjoying. But I wanted Brahma Tejas. So I took to the path of Yoga Vairagya, Yoga Vishishta. And I meditated for 60,000 years, but I had so many samskaras and inclinations to enjoy that udipan or that tinkling of ankle bells just inflamed my chitta and all the stored samskaras for womanly enjoyment. Boom! Bum! Exploded. And I was deeply absorbed in samadhi, some type of meditative samadhi, dhyan samadhi. Ting! Hi, Menaka! Aren't you from the heavenly planets? That's right, big boy. Let's go. All right. Bye, pranayama. Bye, dharana. Bye, pratyahara. Bye, asana. Hojaga. Anand. So, like that. But the gopis were absorbed in love. Krishna tad bhavanam. Krishna bhav. Dhyanam. Yukta dhyanam. That type of meditation based on love, bhav, prema, is unbreakable. You can't break. If someone really loves someone, that can't be broken. So this is the greatest absorption. So they overcame, the gopis, when I asked the question, how to overcome the pain of separation, one devotee said, cry. Or we gave different examples of throwing the dog down the stairs and things like that. Complaining to your friends about the beloved, that's another common one. This guy is this and that and this and that. And the other lady says, yeah, he's like that. That's right. And you feel, ah. But then you think, yeah, but he's still there. Then you find some other lady. Yeah, you know, this guy. Yeah, that guy is like that. Yeah, acha. We finished him. My girlfriend and I, we finished that guy. Then when you take rest, oh, that guy, you know, he's so nice. And actually, he's not finished. Not so easy. So then, how do they overcome the pain of separation? They meditated. This is the answer. And they cried in their meditation. Gopigeet. Tavakatamritamit. The acharyas say they cried out these bhajans, these songs. They didn't say, Tavakatamritam, Tatajevanam. Jayaditayadikam. We have to read this. I mean, Radharani, I mean, Lalita, we have to read this thing. They didn't read it. It came out from their hearts. An effusion. It flowed out from their hearts. And everyone had the same mood. And the same heart. And so the same shloka came out of every mouth at the same time. Every single gopi were crying on the banks of the Yamuna, Krishna. And just remembering him, just one by one by one. And he's this and he's that, and Braj Mandal has become auspicious by the touch of your feet, Jayati, and this and that, and then, and people talk about you and spread your good words, but this and that, and all the way. This is Sankirtan. Sankirtan means all hearts fused in one, all words fused in one, a thousand people are chanting the same mantra. This is Gopi Sankirtan. Vira, this is their mood and the separation. Gopi Heat. So they didn't have a... Hey, pass out the song sheets, Lalita. Here. You have the song books? Okay, page 29. One, two. Tavakatam ritam tapta jivanam. It's not like that. Not at all like that. It wasn't rehearsed. It wasn't written down. It was written and it came from their hearts. Krishna. And it came full of tears and crying. Viraha. So they mollified their separation, pacified their separation somehow by meditating on Krishna. This is the example of the sadhana siddha gopis. So we should meditate on Krishna and cry. And the best meditation is when we do nam jap. We do it every morning. So now we'll start this next verse. This is verse 10 and 11. These all, 9, 10, 11, are actually all taken together, and even the commentaries, Vishnath comments on 10, 11 together. So does Prabhupada. It's chapter 29, verse number 10. This is all part of the narrative, this verse number 10. The four voices in the Rasa-lila. The monologue, the dialogue, discourse, and narrative. Because it's a drama, there must be different voices, must be different acts of the drama, and different scenes, and a lover and a beloved, and some meeting, some enjoyment, some altercation, some disagreement, then separation, then reunion, then celebration. And act by act, it's a five-act play, Rasa-lila. Beautiful. So there's narrative, where Shukadev is narrating to us and to Parikshit, his audience of one, and all the sages, the story of what happened. Who, what, when, where, why. That's narrative. And sometimes there's discourse. Means a class, a teaching. Shukadev, I have a question. Yes, Rajan? How is it that the gopis, by thinking of Krishna as their paramour, thinking of Krishna as their paramour, how is it that they got liberation? This is the question. Then the discourse. He answers the question. So he steps back from the narrative, he steps back from the storyline, and preaches. So there's a love story with preaching. So this verse 29:10 is narrative. Du saha prishta viraha tivra tapa duta shubha dhyana pradyachita shlesha nivritya shina mangala. Translation. For the sadhana siddha gopis who could not go to meet Krishna, intolerable separation from their beloved Shyam caused an intense agony that burned away all impious karma. By meditating upon Shyam, they realized, experienced Krishna's loving embrace. And in the ecstasy they felt in this embrace, that ecstasy within their minds and heart destroyed all their material piety. That's verse 11. Srila Prabhupada's translation. The severe painful yearnings of the cowherd damsels of Brajabhumi, caused by their not being able to see Krishna, freed them from all sinful reactions, and their ecstasy and transcendental love for Krishna in his absence was transcendental to all their reactions of material pious activities. All the gopis who concentrated their... Oh, this is the next verse, actually. Text 11. So in this verse, we're talking, you hear this preshta viraha and tivrata dutajima. There's preshta, we're discussing again separation, preshta viraha. Preshta means Vakunda preshta, Krishna preshta. So we have this Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale. This is the pranam prayer written by one sannyas disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, which has been adopted to the followers of Bhaktisiddhanta and his subsequent followers as the Guru pranam prayer. So the term there is Namo Krishna Prashtaya. Preshta, and there's the Preshta Alibi Sakis. Alibi, so Preshta, rather, the Preshta Alibi. Alibi means honeybee, it means Saki, gopi. The Parama Preshta Sakis, Preshta Alibis. Divyad Brindaranya Kalpa Jumada, Shrimad Ratnagara Simhasanasto, Shrimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo, Preshta Alibi. Sevya Mano Smarami. Preshta Alibi Sevya Mano Smarami. Seva Man Smarami. In my mind, Man, I Smarami, remember the Seva of them. Yes? Krishna, was it last night again? Preshta Alibi. Preshta Alibi, Savya Mano. You know, everyone knows this verse, glorification of Radha Govinda. There's one prayer to the Sambandha Thakurjis, the teen Prabhus, as it's said in Chaitanya Charitamrita. The teen Prabhu is Madan Mohan, Govinda and Gopinath. And the attractive potency is represented by Krishna as Madan Mohan, and the binding potency, engaging potency is represented by Govindaji. And the fulfillment potency is represented by Krishna as Gopinath. Sriman Rasa Rasavrambi Vamshi Vatatada. So in the prayer to Madan Mohan, Govindaji, there is the last line is, this is my Radha Govinda, and they're sitting on a jeweled asan, and they're surrounded by all the sakis, and especially nearest to them on the eight petals of the Yogapit, nearest them are the Preshta Alibi, the Ashtasakis. Preshta means the very, very dear topmost, very, very most intimate, confidential topmost. Alis, Ali means Sakis. Preshta Alibi, Lalita, Vishaka is next to Radharani, Lalita is next to Krishna, and they're all around like this. And Champak and Chitra and Rangadevi and Sudevi and Induleka and Tungavidya, they're all there surrounding, and then the Mandris between them. And what am I to do as a sadhaka? Preshta Alibi, Sevya Mano Smarami. In my mind, I should offer respect and I remember the seva, their sevas they're rendering, and at that moment, and Yogapit, Lalita Sakhi is offering arati, and all these things. Preshta. Dusaha Preshta Viraha. Preshta Viraha. So here, Preshta refers to Mukunda Preshta, Krishna Preshta, Sham. That most dear, that dearest one of our heart, the Preshta, Pran Preshta, the Krishna Preshta. We have Shrestha and Preshta. A Shrestha is a great person, but a Preshta is a super great person. So the gopis are feeling separation from Preshta, their Preshta. It just is Preshta Viraha. But who is that Preshta? Preshta is a person. Krishna. And then in that separation, so first there's separation in the first line, and with some, I'm just giving the quick summary, then we can go point by point. So they're experiencing this viraha, and it's painful, and then they experience the whole way these two verses are taken together, 10 and 11, we're taking one, now 10 and then 11. 10 is the pain, the agony, and then 11 is the ecstasy. The agony they're experiencing, so-called agony of the sadhana siddhas in viraha, is they're suffering, but they're also getting purified. And then when they're purified, then they have union with Paramatma and then the embrace of Krishna in their hearts, because Paramatma becomes Krishna. That's what's told in these two verses. So it's pain and separation and bliss and joy and union via meditation. So this verse again carries the theme of meditation. Is there, again, in this verse number 10, the word is dhyanam. Dhyana is there in verse number 9, dhyanam. And we cited 9 verses yesterday. We cited 9 verses from the Rasa Panchadhyaya, the 5 chapters of Rasa Lila, about the principle of meditation. Meditation in separation from Krishna to experience His presence within the mind and heart. And even meditation in the presence of Krishna, coming, standing right before Krishna for different emotional reasons, closing the eyes and bringing Krishna into their hearts and experiencing His embrace, even though He was 5 meters away from them, in the case of Lalita Sakhi and Vishakha Sakhi. We describe briefly those verses yesterday to give the idea that meditation is this type of meditation, Bhav Dhyanam, Prem Dhyanam, deep meditation of the gopis. This is prevalent even during Rasa Lila. The sadhana siddha gopis resort to meditation. The nitya siddha gopis resort to meditation. So meditation is not something, oh, we meditate now, then we realize Brahman, then we merge in Brahman, no more meditation. Meditation is eternal. Bhakti is eternal. Shravanam, Krishna, Radha Krishna Shravanam, Radha Krishna Smaranam, Radha Krishna Kirtanam. It's nitya. The Atma is nitya. Jivera Surupaya Krishnara Nitya Das. Our Sarup is a Seva Sarup. It's a Nitya Seva Sarup. Krishna's Nitya Seva. And what is that Seva? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam. And so many other Sevas. Nitya. So the even the Nitya Siddhas, Radharani and her Kaya Vyuha, the direct expansions of Krishna's Ladini Shakti, they are engaged in meditation. In this example we gave yesterday, Lalita Vishaka. It never stops, so let's start. So we become expert by the time we become gopis. It's required. Krishna's Kaviraj is telling in this pranam prayer to Radha Govinda, Divyad Vrindaranya Kalpa Jumada, Srimad Radhagra Samasana Stol, Preshtalavi Sevyamana Smarami. Smarami means meditation, dhyanam. Now we're working on the platform of Anartha Nivritti, which means Pratyahara. Pratyahara is like we have the 8 steps of the yoga ladder, so it's analogous to our practices of Ado Shadatata Sarvasanga Bhajana Kriya. So the stage of Anartha Nivritti is, you can say, withdrawing the senses. Well, we can't even do that. What comes before that? After with Pratyahara, then comes Dharana, then comes Dhyanam, then Samadhi. So it's yama, niyama, then pranayama, and then, no, yama, niyama, asana, pranayama, and then the other 4. So 4 on the gross, 4 for the gross body, 4 for the subtle body. So we're on the gross body platform, struggling with the yamas and niyamas, the 4 regulative principles, the do's and the don'ts. So this is the physical platform. There's 8, we also have, so then our physical platform is, because you can say that the subtle internal transcendental platform begins at Ruchi. Bhakti begins at Ruchi. Then it actually becomes Bhakti. So the Sarasanga we have Shraddha and Sarvasanga. Shraddha's physical platform brings our physical body into association with physical sadhus who physically speak to our ears. And they tell us, you should follow the four regular principles. Don't take intoxication and drugs. And chant 16 rounds every day to regulate your body. Dance in kirtan. Take prasad. Yama niyama. And then asana. Sit properly. Prabhupada's famous japa tape. He's teaching asana. And the breathe, everyone becomes a anyone is a good japa chanter becomes a master of pranayama. You have to control your breathing to chant properly. With attention and speed. Isn't it? Everyone knows. It's not like, it's a very controlled thing. You don't even know it because it's Krishna's praneshwara. He controls the prana. We just chant and he makes us expert yogis. So it's like this. So now, let's discuss this verse in the beginning. This first point is, again, continuing the theme. I'm interspersing here the Raganuga sadhana and our practices as sadhakas, which is the Adiatmika vichara. Adiatmika vichara, the consideration and application to us in relation to this transcendental subject, which is Adibhautika and Adidaivik, transcendental. The Ras, the exchanges of Krishna's Parikaras. What is the message for us? What is the teaching for us? What is the direction for us? The benefit for us? The value for us? That has to be drawn. And the acharyas make it easy. They bring it out and reveal it to us so we can share it through our realizations. So this first line says, Dusaha Prishta Viraha. And the word, this first word is significant. Dusaha. Do usually means bad. Do saha means they couldn't tolerate. It was intolerable. These sadhana siddha gopis, they were rishi charis and muni charis. They did sadhana for a long time. Raganuga sadhana. Following the gopis, they were following. This means Raganuga sadhana. Gopi anugata. Eineva danadara sakiranugata. They were following the sakis. Bhagavan Prana is telling. They're the exemplars, they're the guideposts, they're the teachers, the examples, exemplars of Gopi Bhav, of Braj Bhakti. They wanted that. They saw the Rishicharis in Dandakaranya, they saw Ram and Sita, and they became so much attracted. They said, Krishna, so beautiful. We feel like romantic feelings. Although we're men, we're rishis. But we see the beautiful love emanating from the form of Sita and the beautiful form of Ram, and we cherish that beautiful exchange of dynamism and conjugal sweetness that they have as the ideal husband and wife. We cherish that bhav, that mood. So Ram said, Tatastu. But now, I'm teaching Maryada. I'm teaching a line of law and order to put society on the right platform. Ek patni brat. Only one wife. But I bless you that you will be my wives in the future. Don't worry. So then they became the sadhana siddha gopis and they observed Katyayini brat. Katyayini Mahamaye Mahayogin Yadishri Nanda Gopasutam Devi Patim Me Kurute Namaha Patim Me Kurute Namaha. I offer my obeisances unto you, Katyayini Ma, O Durga, O Yogamaya. Please make Nanda Gopasutta, Dasara Sutta, Nanda Gopasutta. That Nanda Gopa, that Nanda Maharaj's Sutta, his son. Lalaji, Yashoda Nanda, Nanda Dalal, Nanda Gopa, Sutam Devi, Patim Me Kurute Namaha. Kurute, will you do that for me? Will you do that for me? Can you help me out? Oh, powerful yogini, oh, mahayogini, oh, yogamaya. Yeah, maybe. And she did. they got to experience Krishna. So they were feeling and separation from Krishna is intolerable. Can't bear it. Can't live without Krishna. Oh Krishna, what is the use of all this dharma and everything else around me? All these trappings of my destiny. I'm surrounded by all these things. What is the meaning of it all? Village and house and home and duties and ashram duties and varna duties and all these things. Intolerable. I can't tolerate it. I have to get out to Krishna. Beat me, rebuke me, throw me down, lock me up. I don't care. Such intensity. The first line describes the intensity of their viraha. Preshta viraha, dusaha, viraha. Dusaha, viraha. Dusaha, viraha. Dusaha, viraha. Viraha. Raha means living, residence. Raha, rahate. V means not living with the one you want to live with. In Hindi we say raha, rahate, means to live with or be with. So V means without. Viraha. So you understand? Viraha. So this is viraha. Then sambhog. Sambhog means, everyone knows bhog. Prasad means enjoyment, pleasure. Some means not some enjoyment, but some means complete enjoyment. Jal keli sambhog, rati keli sambhog, and taking prasad, eating food that Radharani cooks, that sambhog, and jul and lila, that sambhog, and ras lila sambhog, enjoying together Krishna, all the gopis. This is the meaning. So we can ask now, taking that's the gopis, the sadness of the gopis are experiencing this viraha, dusaha, viraha. It's intolerable. They want to give up their bodies. They want just, let me die. If I can't get out to see, dance with Krishna and please Krishna, let me die. Right here and now in front of my husband and mother-in-law and children and everything. Who cares? Now we bring it to our level. Do we feel that lack of tolerance and separation from Krishna? Doubt it. Is separation from Krishna Preshta? It creates an intolerable situation in our life, dusa. I can't tolerate it anymore. Kave, 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 kada, kada, kada. When, Krishna? That utsaha, that enthusiasm, that eagerness, that yearning. We have nothing. We're lazy. I'm healthy, I'm happy. When I get sick, when I'm sick, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. God save me, God cure me, God preserve me. There's a Bengali phrase, they say, most people, pious religious people, that is, they only pray and call out to God when they're suffering. But if you call out to God and pray to God when you're not suffering, then you won't suffer. The idea is, if you're always serving God, you'll suffer less. Why? And that's a fact also by philosophy. Because the more you serve God, then your karma is destroyed and less suffering. Karmani, karmani nirdahati kintusha bhakti bhajan. Brahma Samhita. Brahmaji. In the Brahma Samhita. Karmani nirdahati kintusha bhakti bhajan. It says, karmani nirdahati. Karmani nirdahati cha bhakti bhajan. When we do bhakti bhajan, which means we're crying out to Krishna, we're calling out to Krishna, remembering Krishna, then karmani nirdahati. Nirdahati means destroyed, finished, annihilated, obliterated, removed. Karma. Ashubha, shubha, good, bad karma. Then it's free ticket, clear mind, shudaman. Shudaman, how's it go? Oh, what's that verse about Vrindavan? Kavi habe bolus. No, not that. Vishaya, oh yeah, wait, Prabhupada sings it. Vishaya charya kave shuddha habe man kave hamaharibho shri Vrindavan. Vishaya charya kave. Vishaya charya kave. Hey kave, kada. Vishaya charya. When will I throw away Vishaya? Vishaya means sense gratification, indriya, sukh, deha sukh, indriya sukh. Vishaya chariya kave. One like chariya, utsrija. Throw it out, no more bhog, sense gratification, vishaya. Vishayi jana, sense gratifier. Vishayi jana means a sense enjoyer. Vishaya chariya kave. Shuddha have ma. Have will become. Then my man, my mind will become shud. Cheto darpana marjanam. Bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam. Shreya kaira vichandra kavicharanam. Vidyavadu jivanam. Anandam burivardhanam. Pratipadam purnamitaswaranam. Sarvatma snapanam param vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan Mahapuran Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai 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 Sri Radhe.